9 o'clock, and we can get started. We're going to begin with a special call meeting. The president, with the chair's concurrence, has asked to convene a special meeting. Notice of that meeting has been provided. So I will ask Regent Brinkley if he will call the roll.
Regent Baio.
Present.
Regent Paul. Regent Brinkley.
Present.
Regent Ernst.
Present.
Regent Harris.
Present.
Vice Chair Higdon.
Present.
Regent Henson.
Present.
Chair Johnson.
Present.
Regent McKinney.
Present.
Regent Nichols. Regent Porter.
Present.
You want to wait just a minute and see if we can? Yes. If you'll entertain a few seconds, see if we can get the others connected.
I will.
Regent Nichols.
Looks like his
he's muted.
Is off.
Is he a witness protection program or something?
So off.
Regent Nichols, if you can hear me and you're present, will you give me a thumbs up? Thank you.
All right, we'll give just a little bit longer.
Ready for launch. They can mute their microphones. Okay. Tell that.
Regent Ball, will you unmute your microphone briefly and let me know that you're on the call?
Can you over? She is talking. It says so.
There we go. Regent Ball, can you hear me? I will entertain an opinion from the chair.
Well, I think we can proceed, and then Dr. Capps, if we are able to hook,
you have a quorum.
We have a quorum, but if we hook her up, then she counts.
Okay. Mr. Chair, we have 10 regents present representing quorum.
Oops, just lost one.
That's us.
Okay, I will start with the first action item that's a part of this special call meeting, the naming request for the WKU golf facility. It is set forth in action item EX1. Oh, there's, then we now have 11.
You have eight.
They can hear each other, but they can't hear us.
They can't hear us?
Yeah.
So if Amanda Tribune, can you come up here and make a presentation to us on this issue, please?
Good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to be here today to seek approval for three new philanthropic naming opportunities for the new golf facility and athletics. First is for the WKU facility to be named the Philip Hatchett Golf Facility in recognition of his fundraising efforts for the facility as well as in memory of his coaching career at WKU. The Craig Family Putting Green in recognition of a gift from Matthew Craig and his family. Finally, the Shirley Family Club Repair Station, which is in recognition of a gift from Kyle Shirley and his family. Philip Hatchett of Russellville, Kentucky, died on Sunday, June 17, 2018. He was a WKU alumnus and a four-year letterman for the WKU men's golf program. He spent 8 years as head coach of the program and led a resurgence since taking over the team in 2010. Under his leadership, the program recorded its highest conference finish since 2010 during the 2017 and 18 golf season. This philanthropic request is recommended in recognition of Coach Hatchett's legacy of the program and his impact on hundreds of golf-inspired youth in this community. His service and contributions to WKU make this a very fitting tribute. Matthew Craig of Naples, Florida, is a 1995 WKU alumnus and received a Bachelor of Science in Architectural Technology. He is President and CEO of MHK Architectural Planning, LLC. And finally, Kyle Shirley of Bowling Green, Kentucky, is owner of Shirley Realty Group, LLC. Athletics will cover the costs of all the signage for the building and the designated rooms.
Thank you. Todd, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Thank you. Thanks, Amanda. Amanda laid that out really well, but you know what I would just quickly say about Philip Hatchett is he was WKU to the core. Graduated here in 1985. Was actually Kenny Perry's roommate on the golf team, four-year letterman. But we need more people in the world like Philip Hatchett. And I don't say that. That's not hyperbole. He was our head coach for 8 years. Had one of the lowest budgets of any of our sport programs. But if you were around him, you would think he had the highest budget. He was always positive, always upbeat. Definitely a glasses half full person, would always greet you with a nice firm handshake, just an outstanding individual in every respect. Through all that, he had a vision of having a golf facility and did a lot of fundraising on his own while he was here. Unfortunately, he's not here for this moment, passing, you know, as you said, Amanda, in June of 2018. But we were able to continue the fundraising after his passing. It's all private money. And it's something I know he would be very proud of, and we just feel it's most appropriate to name it after him.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a comment, if I could, to follow up on this. I did not know Phil well, but I knew him, and I'm certainly aware of the impact that he had on a lot of young people, including one of the golfers from Glasgow that's currently on the team. He was a father figure to a lot of them, but 2 days after his death, I received in the mail from him. I had purchased a Western Kentucky University golf bag because I wanted to have a golf bag with WKU on it. And anyway, 2 days after his death, I got this thing in the mail, which was a little unsettling. But he said, "I hope you enjoy your WKU golf bag. We are proud to know you will be carrying us everywhere you go to play this summer and beyond. Thank you for all you do for us in athletics. Exciting times are ahead. Go Tops." Thank you. That's the kind of guy he was.
Would anybody else like to comment before I call for a motion?
I'd like to make a motion.
Motion by Regent Bale. Can I hear a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Any comments or questions? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Amanda, thank you. Item number two. I am going to turn over to Regent Brinkley regarding the bylaws and amendment to the bylaws in accordance with Article 7. Regent Brinkley.
Mr. Chair, Regents, an ad hoc committee was named last year that included five regents, including Stephen Mayer, that when his time ran, it was he was replaced by Will, and we have worked back and forth for some time now on a solution to amending the bylaws to be appropriate with the needs of the regents and the new president. We think recently that we have come to a solution that will enable us to modify policy as needed as it relates to the president, and I think that will give us more flexibility. And the proposed amendment that's going to be presented is in compliance with Section 1 of Article 7 of the bylaws. If this amendment is approved and adopted following the first and second reading, first reading being today, the intent of the board is to maintain language now contained in Section 1B and 1C of Article 6 in a separate written policy and appoint, we would ask the chair to appoint an ad hoc committee to develop new and revised written policies related to the authority of the president and rules and regulations governing officers, agents, and employees of the university in compliance with KRS 164.3502. Subject to subsequent approval and adoption upon approval of a simple majority of the board. The ad hoc committee is in agreement of this presentation, and all members have been of that committee have been given this information and acknowledged their participation with it. The motion that would need to be read, I need to present that. My understanding.
Yeah, I think, and Dr. Kepchen, correct me, I think he needs to read the amendment for first reading.
The motion is to amend the bylaws of the Board of Regents, Western Kentucky University, as amended, approved January 20th, 2012, by, number one, deleting sections 1A and 1C of Article 6 in their entirety, number two, amending sections 1B and 1D of Article 6, and number three, inserting new sections 1A and 1C of Article 6 to read as follows. Article 6. Responsibilities of the President. The President of the University is appointed by the Board of Regents and serves at the pleasure of the Board. The President is the Chief Executive and Academic Officer of the University and has direct charge of and is responsible to the Board for the operation of the University. The President shall submit to the Board, in writing, an annual report on the condition of the University. Paragraph A. In compliance with and pursuant to KRS 164.350, Section 2, the board shall adopt and amend from time to time as appropriate separate written rules, regulations, and policies relating to the governance of the officers, agents, and employees of the university. B. The president is hereby designated as the official spokesperson and representative of the university. As the university's designated representative, the president is delegated to the general authority to act. The president is delegated the general authority to act on behalf of the university and board of regents. C. The general authority granted to the president may be further subject to separate written rules, regulations, and policies authorized by the board from time to time pursuant to the authority of KRS 164.350, paragraph 2 and section 1A of article 6 of the bylaws, which may be amended from time to time as appropriate and at the discretion of the board. D. The president may designate another university officer or employee to exercise in whole or in part the authority provided to the president herein, or in separate written policies, provided that the president shall be responsible for the actions of his, her designee. I would move that this be adopted as the first read.
Do I hear a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. All right, I have a motion and a second, and the floor is open for a discussion. This is, let me rephrase, a first reading. That's what the motion is from Regent Brinkley. As a first reading, it cannot be approved until the next duly called meeting, which would be in December of this year, at which time it will require two-thirds of the board approval. I believe we can move it forward on a simple vote, can we not, Dr. Cass?
Right.
So anyway, that's the motion. Any discussion? Any comment? Any questions? Hearing none, I'll then call for a vote on the motion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, like sign. The first reading of the proposed amendment approved. I will now state that we will put this on the agenda for the December 2019 meeting. Okay. There is no other business since this is a special meeting. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And all opposed? And so the special meeting is hereby adjourned.